On this Memorial Day weekend, we are thankful for those that have sacrificed for our freedoms in this country. And we are reminded that we're in a spiritual warfare. House of Praise Radio.
I'm fighting in a battle as a soldier for the right, against that evil force that wars upon me day and night. My ancient adversary is walking to and fro. He searches for a way to kill my body, mind, and soul. But I'm an overcomer, in confidence I dwell, since God forever saved me from the raging fires of hell. His only Son begotten and the cross of Calvary provided cleansing blood that guarantees my victory.
Let my enemies assail me, they can't touch the soul of mine. Let all hell encamp about me, they'll be crushed and cast aside. For no weapon formed against this child of God will ever stand. I'm a blood-bought member of the Master's mighty army band.
We're in the final stages of heaven's holy plan. God's pouring out his spirit upon each and every man. So Satan's working harder to make us fall away. He's using anything to keep our lives in disarray. We must remain protected by the armor of the Lord. Be strong and be courageous, taking up our shield and sword. 10,000 evil armies will have to run and hide. They know they're all defeated, cause we're triumphant by design.
Let my enemies assail me, they can't touch this soul of mine. Let all hell encamp about me, they'll be crushed and cast aside. For no weapon formed against this child of God will ever stand.
I'm a blood-bought
member of the Master's mighty army band. Let my enemies assail me, they can't touch this soul of mine. Let all hell encamp about me, they'll be crushed and cast aside. For no weapon formed against this child of God will ever stand.
Of God, I'll wear a shining crown someday.
Well, I'll keep a holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through the valley, through this veil of question, even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter, he says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown someday. Well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep going on. Would you mind to tell me there's been something bothering me? Just won't let God's children be.
Bye, bye, bye.
See, honest and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of life and lead our souls astray. No, but I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Well, I'm not giving up.
Giving up.
No, I'm not turning around. Of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on,
holding on
to that nail-scarred hand.
Gold City. The biblical view of hope is not, I never look back, I don't second guess myself. It's not, let's just move on. Hope is confidence in what God will do in the long term based on what we witnessed him do before. Hope is like a bridge which is secured at both ends, future and the past. Imagine the apostles in the book of Acts standing before a crowd and saying, we have a plan. We will take you into the future, and we will never look back. No, they gave people hope for the future as they intentionally looked to the past, to the landmark accomplishments of God. Pharisees offered institutional hope. Prophets offered God-grounded hope. And they looked forward as they looked back. Where are you at with hope? Do you need a second chance in your life? Here's Legacy 5. Above all circumstances, there is hope.
A lifetime of regret and a longing for the things you didn't get. The path you chose took you away, and now you think it's just too late. But above all circumstances is the God of second chances. His love can reach to where you are. No matter how you're living, your past can be forgiven. There's nothing left to do but run into his arms. Feels torn apart, and you've cut yourself off from your heart. You think that it's too late to pray. You're all alone, you've lost your way. But above all circumstances is the God of second chances. His love can reach to where you are. No matter how you're living, your past can be forgiven. There's nothing left to do but run into his arms. You think it's impossible, but his love is unstoppable. It's really big, but not too big for him. 'Cause above all circumstances is the God of second chances.
His love can reach to where you are. No matter how you're living, your past can be forgiven. There's nothing left to do but run into His arms. There's nothing left to do but run into His arms.
Ooh. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
I will in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer.
This has been House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller. Thanks for joining us.
Now when you're down and you're feeling low, just look up. He's got it under control. My God will meet all your needs. He'll supply for your living on the winning side. He'll give you strength that you need to go on. Just take His word and keep a traveling on. And soon, my friend, you'll see. Take up your cross and just believe.
Take up your cross.
Take up your cross.
Take up your cross.
Take up your cross and follow close to me.
Hold to my hand.
Hold to my hand.
I'll help you stand.
Lay down your burdens and pick up that cross, and soon, my child.
see.